Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 82, I think. 82. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide. This is the official podcast of gruntfreepress.com, the website where shit goes up sometimes. Sometimes I do a little typing, and I copy and paste the typing, and I throw it up on the fucking website, and it stays there in a different place other than... I'm a sharer. I share it with the world. Not lately. I don't think I fucking put anything up on the fucking site this week. I've been fucking, did a whole lot of jumping around this week. Am I forgetting something? I feel like I am. I don't know. I'm fucking scatterbrained all fucking week. Random shit. Fucking, oh yeah. I'm like, fucking, did I forget something? I'm like, oh yeah, I fucking trying to remember to like do a little bit of banter or something before I just jump right into fucking games. The big news, fucking, top story. Grunt Free Press, been known for our, sports coverage, or we used to be. And we get fucking get rid of the, our sports guy, took off. So, yeah, fucking Patriots won from fucking Boston. I mean, I'm not going to be a fucking, like, fake fucking bandwagon jumping faggot. I didn't watch a game all year. I've watched a total of, I think, like, 5 seconds of the game of the fucking Super Bowl before I fucking went to work. But, yeah, I don't just fucking, again, I'm not going to fucking make too much of a fucking big deal about it, but. I thought it was fucking, it was just funny, just because, like, I didn't fucking watch any of it, just fucking, whatever, you know, of course, it turned into a big fucking political thing, again, because everything's gotta be fucking political now, you know, almost the whole reason, like, fucking, if you go back to, like, episode one, I think, from, like, fucking two years ago, or whatever, of this, I mean, the whole thing was just fucking, the end goal, the final solution, you would say, of, you know, making this fucking podcast, making the site, all that shit. I realize I'm saying fucking every other word, but that's going to happen. I just woke up. The whole reason I fucking started this whole thing is, like, I'm sick of fucking reading all this, you know, social justice shit, like the politics, all that bullshit, and fucking video games, you know? It just seemed to be, like, more or less cordoned off to video games. And that was kind of like the canary in the coal mine, I guess. The shit's, like, fucking everywhere, which is insane, you know what I mean? Every fucking every form of entertainment. You can't fucking turn around. I mean, it's just fucking there. It's in everything. Every fucking wormed its way into every aspect of fucking society. Just fucking, I mean, I don't know. So I guess in that front, I guess we're fucking losing the fucking fight here. So, I don't know what to say, but yeah, just going back to the fucking Super Bowl, I just thought it was fucking funny. It just turned into like, again, cause I'm not going to be a fucking fake piece of shit and just like, you know, oh my God, I fucking love football or anything, but it turned into like fucking, oh my God, this is for whatever Tom Brady and fucking, Belichick and shit are fucking for Trump. So now it's fucking, oh, you know, Atlanta Falcons or whatever represent, I don't know, not Trump, like fucking, you know what I mean? Like fucking Trump protesters and you know what I mean? Fucking like, yeah, you know, the Patriots were for Trump, I guess. I mean, it was fucking ridiculous shit. Just a fucking football game. But, yeah, fucking Patriots won. Yeah, where was it going? Oh yeah, so I was going to tie in what I did care about was the fucking, again, just because every aspect of life has to do with fucking politics. It just, if you remember, back before the election or whatever, fucking that Madonna saying like, oh, you know, if you vote for Hillary, I'll fucking blow you or whatever. I'll blow anybody who votes for Hillary, and I make fucking eye contact and all that. I mean, in that case, Madonna's fucking old and gross. I mean, I don't care. I would have fucking, if I thought she was really going to do that, I would have voted for fucking Hillary, you know what I mean? Just to get a little, you know, nobody was on the other side. I mean, if you're going to vote for blowjobs, then old blowjobs. You're going to go blowjobs every time. But, yeah, there was some porn star. I mean, just fucking, one I stumbled into, I was like, holy shit, this girl is fucking pretty awesome. And the Lauren Phillips, you know, redhead girl, fucking just, you know, nice fucking curvy fucking body and shit, just like whatever, real gross, like real, like, I mean, not, she's fucking gorgeous, but whatever, doing like real nasty shit, which is, I'm always a big fan of. A lot of fucking, you know, getting tied up and just like gang banged and shit and just fucking weird shit. I mean, some of it I'm like, ah, whatever, but I mean, fucking Jesus Christ, probably is the nicest asshole I've seen in porn. None of that, like, bleached asshole type shit. Just fucking, you know, nice little, you know, fucking perfect, just fucking star. You know what I mean? Just fucking little brown around the edges. I mean, she's fucking, not again, not like fake bleach. She's fucking just like, damn, fucking, that's an asshole I could fucking stick my face into. But, yeah, so anyway, yeah, she fucking, I guess, went on her, like, Twitter or whatever. It was just like, hey, you know, anybody who, any of my followers, you know, if the Patriots win, I'll fucking blow everybody, and fucking, like, you know what I mean, I'm like, fuck, and again, I'm not fucking big on, like, Twitter or whatever, I've gone to, I just skipped the Twitter completely again, because it's fucking just, like, all that bullshit is fucking, like, advertising, and fucking, you know what I mean, advertising and like groupthink bullshit and just fucking, you know what I mean? Fucking, oh, pick a side and blah, 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 like that. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Fucking social media in general is fucking that. And again, politics. And again, my goal is to fucking like, and not be fucking political and get, you know, get all the shit out of entertainment and fucking like whatever. That's the main goal. But, yeah, on, you know, on the other side, on, like, the left, it's like, well, I don't, it's like, what is all this, you know, fucking social justice bullshit, and, yeah, just one side, you know, one side is just fucking can't let it go, and they're all fucking, like, wacky, you know, fucking whack job, fucking whatever, so, I mean, you know what I mean, again, so it's, if I gotta push back against that, I mean, I just gotta go with the other side, I guess, but, just to get the fuck out of, again, entertainment, games, and specifically, and, yeah, so anyway, yeah, fucking Lauren Phillips is fucking saying, you know, again, I'd never been on fucking Twitter and shit, but I saw that, I mean, I fucking, like, that's, like, one, again, I usually fucking, if I'm watching porn, I'm just, like, whatever, something random for fucking 5 minutes, and I'm good, and fucking, you know what I mean, move on, but she was one, I'm fucking, like, holy shit, who's this? I mean, she's fucking gorgeous, like, I mean, again, it's subjective. You might just look at her and be like, eh, whatever. I mean, her face isn't particularly, you know, she's not like fucking a 10 in the face, but maybe like a 9, you know, I don't know. But, yeah, nice fucking redhead. But, Yeah, I know. I'd fucking, she's one of the ones that'd watch her and be like, then, it says on the bottom, like, oh, other videos. I'm like, who is this? And you know what I mean? Click on her name and just fucking, like, when it's one of those deals where I'm like, I don't know what I want to watch for porn. Again, it's a theme this week. I'll tie it into video games just because, yeah, I'm just fucking, I did, this week was a lot of fucking what I want to play for games. But, I get that too, fucking, with my porn watching. I'm just fucking, what do I want to jack off to? Just fucking, I don't know. You know what I mean? I can't find anything that's fucking like, she'd be the one where I'd just be like, oh man, type in her name and yep, she's fucking amazing. But anyway, yeah, so if I can, anyway, I started a Twitter, I'm on Gab too, Grunt Free Press on Gab. That's the Twitter alternative that's fucking, again, just because I kept hearing fucking people getting censored and whatever, blocked, fucking kicked off of Twitter and for whatever, political views and fucking blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, so I fucking, yeah, so I'm like fucking whatever. So I went like whatever, years and years without fucking making a Twitter. I've been on here too talking about like, oh, maybe it is all advertising. Maybe I should make one to advertise like Grunt Free Press or whatever. But then I'm like, nah, because if I'm going to get fucking, not going to throw my lot in with that bullshit. But yeah, anyway, so I heard about that fucking, just waking up, my brain's just starting to come online here. Yeah, so I saw that Lauren Phillips is fucking, randomly just fucking, oh yeah, she said she'll fucking like blow everybody if the Patriots win. I'm like, well, I want the Patriots to win anyway. You know what I mean? This fucking, that girl. So I'd made a Twitter account like, I don't know, like a week before or something, just to fucking, not even like troll somebody. I'm just like, that was my one experience, like trying to use Twitter for what like Twitter purposes of just fucking like somebody I send a message to, like fucking, I'm just whatever, obviously, no nothing, just fucking zero tweets, no nothing, just fucking like, I tried to send somebody an email to like ask them something. They were fucking like ignoring me. So I'm like, all right, well, I'll fucking just, make an account real quick and just fucking like send him a fucking tweet of just fucking something like fucking whatever. Again, something political of people who weren't political before, and then the fucking all of a sudden like radically fucking left wing, like, oh, anti-Trump, fucking go rioters, go fucking, faggots, like whatever. So I was fucking like sending him a message like, he's fucking like, oh, celebrating like riots. I'm just like, dude, yeah, cool, dude, burn down your fucking city, you fucking, what do you mean, call him like a, I was like, I don't know, fucking guys are a bunch of fucking cowards. You know what I mean? You fucking punch people in the face. You fucking, gang up on them, punch them in the face and run away and shit. You fucking faggots. I didn't even say faggots. I said, like, cowards or whatever. So that was like, man, one interaction and fucking, like, immediately just fucking, oh, no, I didn't say anything. I'm like, fucking, no reaction, no nothing. Then fucking, like, his next, like, thing, like, a little, fucking hour later, just fucking, like, oh, no, I just fucking blew up. I fucking flipped out. And then I was going to send something, but I fucking, deleted it, and I fucking, like, blocked the guy. So it's like, cool. Then fucking, like, I sent another one to, like, another person, and I'm trying to be specifically vague here, but, to not, fucking give them whatever. And then, I sent, like, it's like a group to two people and a fucking, like, have their own show or whatever. So then I fucking like send another one, something similar to like the other guys, but then it's fucking like, dude, fuck you guys, like you guys are fucking like out of your mind, whatever, that type of deal, like I'm done with you, like fucking whatever. And again, just like mute, block, like whatever, just fucking like cool. So that's like, like my one fucking interaction with fucking Twitter was that. But then fucking, I heard fucking, oh, Lauren Phillips giving out blowjobs to the Patriots win. So I'm just like, dude, well, I already actually tried to delete the account after that, but fucking, like, it was like, oh, we'll be deleted in, like, a week or, like, whatever. Then I'm like, oh, I hear that. I'm like, fucking, like, well, fucking, guess what? Follow her, like, right on, like, fucking my one follow or whatever on fucking Twitter is Lauren Phillips. So, yeah, fucking, that's pretty cool. Get a fucking blowjob. I mean, I don't know how that's going to work. I mean, just fucking, not to, like, be a dick, but, you know what I mean? It's fucking, it's like, hey, the fucking Patriots won, and she wants, like, Patriots fans, blow Patriots fans. Like, maybe she should come up here to, like, New England or something, like, fucking around Foxborough would be cool, But I get a feeling it's gonna be, like, fucking, like, oh, she's gonna say, it's obviously gonna be, like, a shoot or whatever, She'll just be, like, fucking, oh, sign up and come down to whatever, fucking California, fucking Hollywood, like, whatever the fuck, Southern California type of deal. And it's like, oh, yeah, cool, dude, that girl's awesome. But it's like, dude, it's fucking, I don't know if I'm going to, like, jump on a fucking plane to fucking, you know, hundreds of dollars on a fucking plane, you know what I mean? And then fucking, like, whatever. So I was going to be like, oh, you know, you had to get fucking tested for fucking STDs and shit before and all that shit. And then fucking, like, you know, wait in line with, like, I wouldn't even care. Like, you know what I mean? Again, if it was fucking, like, oh, if I could drive, like, an hour and wait in line with, like, fucking, whatever, 100 other guys and just, like, it's like, yeah, it's pretty fucking gross, but I don't care at this point. And you know what I mean? And she's fucking, like, dude, like, that girl's fucking awesome. Of course I would. But, yeah, I mean, just the logistics of that blowjob. So I'm just gonna, probably just gonna be like, you know, I'm gonna, again, if it's in fucking California, fuck it, but you know, it's just like back of my head. I'll just keep in mind if I ever, whatever, have like any kind of like run in, I can just be like, hey, you owe me a blowjob. Bam. Always good to have people owe you blowjobs. What is the main point of that story? Right, is this a podcast about video games or something? I don't know. I try to do the fucking banter thing. That's right. That's why I probably shouldn't do that, because I just fucking ramble on about different shit. But, yeah, gruntfreepress.com is the website. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com is the email address. I was good getting the games. I feel like I don't even know what the fuck I was talking about. But, yeah, Patriots won. I think that was my point. I just did a game. I just did a whole lot of fucking jumping around, fucking bunch of games and shit. I think there was actually one day this week or like last week where I didn't fucking play a video game at all. I just fucking I don't know what to play or like whatever. So I'm like, I don't know. It's fucking just like, it's just fucking just didn't fucking play anything. It's fucking just went to sleep like fucking early. Just like, fuck it. I don't know. I don't think I've fucking done that in like years. So I was like, at least like, you know, it's like, something I can play for an hour before I go to sleep or like whatever. It's fucking, addiction maybe you'd say, or I don't know. But I just fucking always fucking play something every day. And yeah, one day this week is fucking like, I don't know. I felt weird afterwards too. Like fucking the next day, I'm like, I feel off. I don't know why. Yeah. So, you know, I just did a lot of jumping around to different shit. I thought Resident Evil was going to fucking last me like a week or so, you know, so to get through that and fucking, I played it like last week or whatever. It's fucking, I beat it in like a weekend pretty much, like 2 days, and I was done with it. So, kind of in limbo, floating around a different game every day or so, a couple of hours at a time. Some Forza. I mean, I went back to Forza 3. I was just playing the Blizzard Mountain DLC or whatever. Playing that for a little bit, and did a few fucking races, like whatever. I've already fucking reviewed the game and fucking talked about it and all that shit before. Even the DLC. Not too much to add about it. You know, it just seems fucking, that DLC just seems way fucking hotter than the base game. And driving in the snow and shit, I mean, that's obviously hotter, and, you know, inherently it's going to be harder fucking racing in the snow, but, there's also only like a handful of cars in each class that'll, you got to put snow tires on it so you're not fucking sliding all over the place, and, you know, you're doing, some races are like, it's weird. I mean, it's how the game's set up too. It seems like it's kind of cobbled together. It worked. I mean, I kind of got it in the base game where you were just jumping around like fucking, race to race, and it'd be like, all right, well, this is the type of car we want you to have, but then you could like go in and like customize it, so you could pretty much drive whatever car you wanted. But I won't go into the fucking details or whatever. I've already been through that. But so I mean, there's only like a in each class there might be, you know, each type of. You know, category or whatever that they want you to fucking race the, you know, drive, the cars they want you to use in the races. There's only like one or two, maybe like three or so like fucking cars that you can just like, oh, you know, you can put fucking snow tires on the car or whatever. But, so, you know, there's fucking just only so many options you have. It's not like fucking like, oh, there's 100 different cars you can fucking pick and just like whatever, pick one that's fucking, you know, you get used to and you like it and shit. This was just kind of like fucking like, it's just kind of, it makes it harder, you know, just because it's fucking, I don't know. It's just because you don't have as many fucking choices. It's just fucking like, oh, I'm really fucking comfortable with this car. It's like, oh, I don't know. I'm fucking driving this one. It's not as fucking fast. And, people are fucking killing me on the straightaways and shit. And just, so it just seems harder all around. Andy has that fucking, the DLC is that structure where it's not like you just fucking win in the races or whatever. I mean, you got those, You got to meet requirements to earn stars instead of, in the base game, again, you could fucking just fuck around and just, like, not even win the races. You can just fucking do other shit and just fucking, you're leveling up, and, like, that's the whole thing, is to, like, fucking reach, like, whatever the fuck it was, like, certain, like, fan level or whatever. And this one is very just so, like, narrow of what you have to do, and they give you those, different challenges you got to do to earn, like, stars and shit. That shit can be fucking tough. If it feels fucking like really cheap sometimes. I mean, again, the AI and like the base game isn't fucking like spectacular, you know. It just seems, depending on like what setting you put it at, but it's just fucking here for whatever reason. It's fucking, I'm playing on like normal. It's like I'd play on like hard and be like fine, but playing on normal and just fucking, just like these races just seem like fucking shorter and shit. Like they're not as long, and that's tough because they always start you at like the back. So it's like you're trying to get up to the front and shit. And just, it just seems like the AI feels like it's fucking like cheating or, and fucking some of the challenges, they expect you to do are, fucking bullshit. I mean, it's like hit like 10 snowmen and win the race, and it's just fucking like, well, the snowmen are all like off to the side, so it's just like all that shit on top of each other makes it fucking pretty hard, and again, kind of cheap, and some shit I just fucking hate doing, like fucking, you know, there's a lot of like drifting challenges and shit, and I hate like having to be like scored on like drifts, I just don't get the point of fucking like drifting in general in cars. I mean, I get like, if you're taking like a 90 degree angle or something, you want to like fucking like, all right, I want to swing the ass end around to fucking, so I'm facing, and I'm fucking going like straight when I end the fucking slide or whatever. But fuck, it's just a lot of times just fucking like just a straight fucking road or just like slightly curved road. Just like, oh, I get like 10,000 drift points. It's like, well, what the fuck? Like, I'm just going to go and like fish tail everywhere. It's like, dude, that makes like no sense. I mean, that's like the exact opposite of what I want to do for fucking racing. It's fucking like, I don't like that like showy shit. You know what I mean? It just goes against like how I'm trying to fucking race a car for the fucking fastest time. You know what I mean? Just fucking said, it's like you want me to like slide around and shit and like be like, it's like, yeah, cool. It fucking looks cool and shit. Now my tires are squealing cool, but it's just fucking like, everything is going against like everything I've fucking like taught myself of like how to like, drive a car, race a car, get, the fastest time. Now it's fucking like, oh, I'll be all showy and like drift it. It's like, dude, I don't know. And I just don't like that. Whatever. Again, I won't fucking ramble on about that too much, because I've already fucking talked about it and shit. It's okay. I mean, it's fun and shit. Just fucking, again, it's just tough, and it seems kind of cheap some places. I'm not just, I'm not a huge fan of the way it's structured, but hey, I did play an entire game, like a full, like, real game, an older game from fucking, 2 generations ago, like fucking OG Xbox, Oddworld Stranger's Wrath, which is, an old Xbox, fucking, again, OG Xbox game. So, I was having that usual deal or with the fucking, that'd been in my fucking library for a while, and fucking just like, I'll play it now again, because I was just fucking just going through, like, flipping through, like, what the fuck do I want to play? I was reading the fucking, I think I talked about it before, too, I was reading, like, the Steam discussions, and it's fucking like, oh, the controls are fucking broken, and blah, 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 all that shit. So just like, the usual deal where fucking, started the game up, I'm using my Xbox One fucking Elite controller and shit, and, the button layout's all fucked up, and it's just fucking, like, whatever, press, like, it's just, I'm doing, like, weird shit, like, pressing, like, up is down, and fucking, like, I don't know, like, pressing in the left stick jumps, and just, like, this is fucked up, I tried fucking around with it, but I'm like, I can't figure this shit out to make it like work right. So I just fucking did the old trick, pull out the old the trusty old wired 360 controller and see if that worked. I plugged that in and it fucking worked fine. You know, I'm used to that by now too. It's fucking like older games, like they don't fucking really bother, I guess, going back and putting in support for a new fucking controller. Even though at this point, fucking Xbox One controller is like what, like fucking 4 years old, like 5 years old, like whatever. Kind of ridiculous, but you know, fucking Steam. It's fucking, you know, it's fucking Steam. It's always a gamble to fucking start a new game fucking from Steam. Just like, is this gonna work? Like, what's gonna work with it? I don't know. But yeah, Oddworld, fucking Stranger's Wrath. I mean, I played it back in the day, and I remember it really fucking liking it back then. Like, it blew my fucking mind back then. So, yeah, I mean, so far on this fucking playthrough, I mean, I ended up beating it, but, yeah, I mean, it is good. I mean, fucking definitely holds up better than most games of that era anyway. Again, like, PS2, OG Xbox fucking games. It's a hybrid third-person platformer and, you know, just fucking the old, like, mascot platformer type deal almost. But then you can switch, like, pretty much any time, pressing, like, the right bumper, and it brings you into fucking, like, first-person mode, and it turns into, like, a first-person shooter. Or, like, it's not, like, cheesy, like, first-person. It's just, like, now you get, like, your gun and shit, your radar, and it's a straight-up, like, you know, Halo-type fucking first-person shooter. You know, it's just fucking, you know, obviously you want, like, third person, you're, like, running around and shit, and you're jumping and you're climbing and all that. And yeah, and then fucking just, like, you get into, like, combat, you know, fucking hit that button and it just turns into, like, you know, pretty much like Halo again, just fucking, they try to, like, emphasize, like, stealth a little bit, so it's fucking, like, you can, like, hide in, like, fucking, like, tall grass and shit, and, get ways you can, like, you know, lure people into traps and that, but, you get that radar that shows where the enemies are, and, you know, you get, like, their cone of vision, so, yeah, I mean, again, you can fucking, you know, there'll be, like, whatever, a box up in the fucking, up in the air, and you can kind of, you know, shoot a fucking thing out, like, it's gonna sound fucking real. It is called Oddworld, so keep in mind, everything's gonna sound fucking really weird, but, yeah, so, you know, you'll fucking, like, shoot, like, a squirrel fucking, like, comes out of your gun and fucking just, like, sit there, like, yelling, and it'll, like, draw somebody in. It's fucking like, all right, get him right underneath the box, then you can fucking, like, shoot, like, a lever and the box, like, drops, like, shit like that to keep it, like, stealthy, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's like, yeah, again, it's fucking, like, goofy, and it's gonna sound fucking dumb. It is pretty dumb, but, yeah, you're fucking, all your ammo is like animals, like living animal critter fucking things. They all, you know, it's all different types. They all fucking unique properties. And, I was like a fucking like spider thing. You fucking shoot them and it'll fucking like, if you hit somebody with it, it'll tie them up and they just drop to the ground. And, they're fucking like incapacitated. Like you wrap them up in fucking like rope or whatever. There's a, you know, fucking giant, like, armored, like, beetle thing, and just fucking curls up in a ball, and you shoot, and it just fucking, like, you know, acts like whatever, like a rubber bullet, or fucking, like, whatever, just fucking, like, hits him and, like, knocks him out, you know, because, I mean, throughout the, you know, the entire game, you can either, like, straight up, like, you know, kill him, you know, he is fucking, like, lethal shit, or you can just fucking, if you do it like that. I mean, you're trying to get money pretty much throughout, I mean, most of the game, you're trying to build up, like, money to buy shit, so, you know, if he just straight up, like, kill him with, like, lethal shit, or, like, whatever, they just fucking, they'll end up, like, exploding, and fucking all these money bags and shit will come flying out of him. You can, get, you know, collect the bags after they're dead and fucking just, that's how you get money, or you try to capture them alive, and, if you do that, you get more money from them, like, later on. And there's, you know, there's a bunch of, like, bosses in there, too, and it's the same thing for them, too, where it's just fucking, you know, a lot of them, they're bosses, so it's, like, a lot of, like, tricky, like, gimmicky shit, but it's basically, like, you know, they have, like, a health bar and a stamina bar below that. You do, like, lethal damage to them with, you know, lethal ammo or, like, whatever. Or sometimes, like, the shit could be, like, both, like, lethal and non-lethal. Like, that fucking, the slug thing is a guy does some damage, but then fucking, like, it'll, because it knocks him back, it, you know, it'll knock off that fucking stamina bar. So yeah, I mean, fucking the stamina bar like will regenerate though. You know what I mean? So it's fucking if you get a, it's hard to fucking try to knock them out. But if you, because they're again they're fucking bosses. So if you knock out the bosses, you get a hell of a lot more money, like getting them alive than you would if they just straight up killed them. So yeah, I mean, it's fucking. I mean, it's just like that alone. That's like, and like, ah, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's just like that give or take of just fucking. Oh, I want to like play it safe and just. Fucking just wail on this guy when I can, and just, you know what I mean, just fucking, try to murder him straight out. It's, you know, way easier, or do I want to just keep, you know, keep trying to, like, you know, peck away at that stamina bar, and just, you know, get the most money. So, I mean, probably explain the game overall. It's got a Western theme to it. You know, it's just fucking just old, you know, old West fucking, you know, cowboys and shit and just, you know, desert and whatever. And, but again, it's an odd world game. You know, I played whatever Abe's Odyssey and fucking, whatever the fuck the other ones were, I forget. But, yeah, no, it's fucking just, it's just like weird. I mean, you know, you're playing a character, you know, nobody's like human or whatever. They're just all like fucking weird, like creatures and shit. I mean, you're playing as a bounty hunter, you know, you're trying to get enough money for a medical operation. And it's pretty much Clint Eastwood. I mean, fucking the man with no name, fucking, you know, poncho and shit and the fucking like hat and fucking like whatever. Just, you know, a lot goofier. I mean, he's you know, he talks like, he looks like Clint Eastwood, and he fucking talks like John Wayne, pretty much, is how it goes. That's pretty much the character. But, you know, it's cartoony and fucking, like, so goofy and, like, whatever, but still keeps that, it still looks and fucking feels like a Western game, whatever. Like the fucking first, like, Red Dead, or, you know what I mean? That type of, it kind of looks like that. Just again, just a little cartoonier and fucking silly and shit. But yeah, I was fucking, you know, I had fun with it. I mean, I ran into a few instances where the checkpoints were pissing me off. I mean, it's just, that's kind of the usual old game shit where fucking, you know, maybe we're just, well, not, I won't excuse like bad game design where, but I mean, just fucking, you know, certain spots, you'll hit a checkpoint, and then you fucking end up watching like a cutscene or whatever, and fucking then you die and whatever. You reload the game, and it's fucking they put you like before the cutscene. That's like one thing that always drives me fucking nuts. Even if it's just fucking like a 30-second cutscene, it's just fucking like, I don't want to fucking like watch this shit again, you know. But I'm gonna fucking. Very fucking structurally oriented tonight and take a break right at my time. So I'll be back. More Oddworld later.
Forever!
Welcome back to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. So I had to realize how I cut myself off on doing rants at the beginning, because now I'm like fucking like I've like halfway through the show, I'm like I've barely fucking barely said anything that I wanted to say. I'm like fucking like I really have like usually again behind the scenes type shit here. I'm usually like, if I can just, write like 10 pages of notes, is usually what I do. It's like, I can make that go for like an hour usually. So it's fucking like, usually at like the halfway point, I've gone through like five of them or so. And like, sometimes I'm like, I went over a little bit and, I fucking went on too long. I fucking like stayed on a point and fucking did a little rant. And now I'm fucking like, I'm kind of, might be a short show, might be long. Now I'm fucking, again, usually like five pages, and now I'm fucking like, oh shit, I'm just halfway through the show, and I've moved a page and a half. That's why I shouldn't have fucking rambled on about Lauren Phillips for so goddamn long, but goddamn, I want to fucking lick that girl's asshole. But, anyway, so, all right, I'll stop myself right there. Go back to games, the fuck is it? I hating fucking checkpoints or whatever. Like, you come back from a break or death, and they just keep repeating the same shit over and over. I forget what the fuck that was about. You just fucking, go back from a checkpoint and you watch the cutscene again. Same cutscene every time. Like, fucking, yeah, that shit sucks. So, there's a fucking, quick save, option. Is it like a PC? It's a PC game, so it's just fucking like whatever you want. You just hit start, fucking save, quick load type deal. But I'm always fucking horrible with that. I mean, I completely forget about it, because it's fucking like, again, just from playing fucking like Mario. Well, remember that was a deal too. I mean, I used to fucking go against that for a while. Like, fucking all the PC players would be like fucking like, oh, fucking all about, they're all about fucking quick save, quick load, like whatever I want. I can do whatever I want. I'm a fucking PC gamer. I can fucking just, whatever the fuck, F5, F6, fucking whatever the fuck it was, F8, F9, I forget. I don't know. Again, I was kind of against that, but I just fucking like, I should do that whenever I want, fucking like whatever. It's like, well, it's like the whole thing is like fucking like, well, they get the checkpoints, right? Like, you shouldn't have to do that. You know what I mean? It should be like a fucking, again, like any other video game, or fucking just like, well, start me off at like a point that makes sense. You know what I mean? That's not like infuriating, or again, I'm watching the fucking same cutscene again, or like whatever, or push me back like half an hour. You know what I mean? After fucking year, I think they've done pretty well about nailing that fucking in modern games. So, I don't even think about that shit anymore. I'm just playing a game. I'm making progress. I'm not going to be set back unless, So, so after fucking years of fucking just, I've just let my guard down of like manual saving, or fucking, maybe used to the game fucking auto saving every fucking minute or like whatever. So especially a game like this. I mean, it's not like a fucking like RPG. It's not like a fucking open world like Bethesda game or something. It's a fucking action shooter platformer thing that was fucking, clearly made for a fucking console. So that's like the last thing I'm thinking about, is like saving myself. And yeah, so it's just fucking like, it's not a fucking old, like, old school CRPG, computer RPG, or like whatever, you're used to that. Like, it's like, okay, this is like whatever, like a Baldur's Gate, so I'm gonna have to save scum the shit out of the thing. But, it's fucking, this is how I played like Wasteland 2. I'm just like, well, it's like, no way around it. I'm gonna have to fucking, it's just all like random dice rolls and shit. It's like, no, this is a fucking like console action fucking platform, it's just fucking, but now I'm like fucking like, oh cool, fucking I died, and now I'm fucking, I was just, in a boss fight for like, 20 minutes, and then I'm fucking back to like 10 minutes, 5-10 minutes before that. It's like, cool, I just lost like half an hour, that's awesome. So now I'm just fucking like, all right, I'm just gonna save whenever every fucking second, because this is kind of retarded. But yeah, again, it's fucking back when I don't think they were that great about that. Yeah, I it's inconsistent, so sometimes it's fine. you know, I'm like, oh, cool. I'm glad I didn't fucking have, I'm not safe scumming this. I'm not fucking micromanaging my fucking saves and shit. And, you know, just fucking gets it back like whatever, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. And then fucking, again, I'm just bad. I was just fucking playing modern games. Just fucking kind of made me fucking lazy as far as that shit goes. I mean, yeah, the basic setup of the game is you're a bounty hunter, again, Clint Eastwood, whatever. You know, you're going town to town, collecting, you know, picking up bounties, and each town basically is, it's real simple. I mean, there's just like two buildings you can enter. There's a bounty office that you go into and you, you know, pick up the bounty, and, a general store. So, I mean, you just, as soon as you go into a town, you head right to the bounty office, pick up a bounty, and it might give you a list of two or three to choose from. But you can only pick up one at a time. It's not like a crazy, like, open world of just having a bunch of quests and shit or anything like that. It's just fucking like, all right, pick one, and it's going to direct you to where you have to go for that. So, I mean, you're basically fucking selecting a fucking level, and, you know, the town's like a hub, you know, with different paths, like, branching off of it. So it's just fucking like, all right, here's this town, and then it's fucking like a bunch of pathways you can go. And, usually it's fucking, again, like, a lot of the paths will be, like, blocked off with, like, gates or whatever until you pick up a bounty. Then it's fucking just like, all right, talk to somebody. Just, like, you know, be there when you have that bounty. And it's fucking like, all right, well, now we'll open up the gate. And so it's pretty much, like, spokes off a wheel type of deal. It's not fucking, again, it's not just fucking, like, open world or anything like that. But more open than usual than fucking most of those fucking like platformer games or whatever from back then. So, so, you know, you get a bounty and it might be a little thing you have to fucking do again to open up that path, like a little fucking, like, whatever, talk to this guy, move this or that. And, it's usually just fucking real simple. Just talk to somebody, open up the gate, something like that. And, you know, all around in the town, there's a bunch of fucking, chicken people, and, you know, the fucking talking chicken people, again, this fucking odd world. So weird fucking creatures and shit. And, yeah, I mean, you can just, you know, feel like fucking like, I don't know where to go. You just talk to them and they kind of like direct you, where you have to go. And yeah, again, just to address that, it's fucking just, yeah, it's fucking chicken people. And yeah, you know, it's that kind of humor. Just the fucking, the Adult Swim fucking random lull shit. But again, odd world. So what do you expect? And it, you know, it can be kind of funny sometimes, or, you know, it can be pretty fucking annoying. I mean, fucking, one thing I hate is fucking, you know, high pitched fucking gibberish or whatever. Just fucking, like, I don't know. I'm not even going to do it because it's fucking it fucking makes me mad, but just fucking, you know, people put on like high pitched voice and shit, and they just fucking, you know, just like talk like gibberish and fucking whatever, like that gay ass fucking, what is it, Aqua Teen Hunger Force or whatever, like that fucking faggot and shit. Just fucking, it's like, yeah, cool joke. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, you made your voice really high and you're fucking being annoying, like that's the joke. It's like, dude, no, that just makes me mad and just fucking like not even funny. Yeah, you know, that's fucking, oh yeah, hilarious, you know what I mean? Fucking, ugh, I really can't fucking stand that shit. So yeah, I mean, that's there's been a few fucking lines of dialogue anyway, in the game that have been like pretty fucking funny. I mean, it's just, you know, the stranger is a fucking decent character, you know, even pretty much, it is fucking just like Clint Eastwood with fucking John Wayne voice. I mean, that's the character, but whatever, it's fucking pretty cool. So it was just like, yeah, the loop is, you just, you know, get a bounty, do some platforming and shit and fucking, you know, fighting and going along a pretty linear, fucking straightforward fucking route. And most of the enemies aren't too tough to deal with. You get, you know, the standard shot, like you have, like, you know, again, you have all these different, I don't know, there's maybe like a dozen or so fucking like ammo types to pick from that do different shit. But, the main one you got's like you have unlimited ammo of like this fucking like lightning bug thing. Whatever, electric beetle thing. I don't know what the fuck you'd call it, but, you know, if you just, like, you can fucking just, like, keep shooting it, it'll just fucking, like, whatever, you know, fucking do, like, a little bit of damage. But if you just, like, let it charge up for a few seconds, you know, it fucking just, like, lights up, and, shoot at somebody, it zaps them and it knocks out fucking most enemies in one shot. Maybe two, or just fuck, you know what I mean? Just doesn't kill them, but it fucking knocks them out. You can go and fucking, have like a vacuum or a vacuum thing. You just fucking go and you suck them up and whatever. Then again, when you go back to the bounty store, you turn that in, you get fucking more money than you would if you just outright fucking killed the guy. So, it's just like, you know, as long as you're fucking like singling again, it's kind of built for like stealth, but as long as you're like singling people out, it's not that tough. I mean, as a, you know, large groups of people, you know, you might have to fucking switch to something more, more like lethal or fucking like whatever, you know, you have fucking like exploding fucking bats or just pretty much like a grenade launcher or whatever. Fucking shoot it and it's fucking just it might stick to somebody or whatever. It just fucking explodes or, you know, bees. It's pretty much like a machine gun. Again, it's called fucking Oddworld, so it's just like kind of like, hey, wacky, like whatever, you know what I mean? It's fucking like whatever. That shit's kind of, again, I realize I'll be the first one to say, like, ah, that shit's pretty fucking cheesy and gay. I'm just fucking like, oh, you know, lol's fucking quirky, I'd say, like quirky, but at least it's not like Japan, not like fucking Japanese fucking quirky. It's at least it's fucking whatever the fuck, you know. Not that bad, but it was just like, yeah, you're trying to take as many fucking people as you can alive again to get more money for it. So you're trying to do like the non-lethal options, which is get a little bit more time consuming, a little bit fucking tougher to single people out. But, yeah, you knock them out, they'll stay unconscious for a few seconds, and, you know, then when they're fucking, you know, you just get to run up close to them and fucking, you gotta use the vacuum thing, you suck them up and whatever. So, I mean, it's you know, pretty standard fucking PS2 era fucking, stuff. Climb a few ropes, go up against a few navigation challenges, that type of deal. Maybe hit a few switches, open a door or some shit like that. I mean, again, pretty basic, fucking easy puzzles to fucking get through. But yeah, some areas are pretty large, and you know they might like branch off a little bit. But a lot of the times, like, oh, do I go right or left? And so a lot of the time, if you go like the wrong way, the game will straight up be like, oh, hey, you're going the wrong way, to fucking towards the bounty. You just turn, you know, turn around. It might even like cut you off and like not let you go any further, type of deal. So yeah, then you reach the end of the level and there's a boss and fucking, those fights can be pretty interesting. Just again, the same rules apply as fucking the other fucking regular enemies. I mean, just fucking, you know, you're trying to knock them out and catch them rather than fucking flat out murder them. And yeah, you know, they have like the, you know, like gimmicks, you know, they all have like boss gimmicks, like they'll be like sniping from fucking like different platforms and they'll fucking, you know, it'll be like up in like whatever the fuck you call those, the fucking, perches, like hunting perches or whatever, and fucking like, all right, well, fucking, I'll just keep like moving from one to the other. You gotta figure out how to like, you know, get them off of there and without fucking just like straight up like murdering them type of deal. Or, you know, they'll be behind like a shield wall and you have to hit like, power, like little power nodes or whatever to fucking take the shield wall down first, and it's fucking like, all right, well, now it's down for a few seconds, and you know, I gotta fucking keep trying to knock him out, or do I, you know, just fucking throw like bombs in there and shit and just like whatever. And they usually have a fucking ton of like normal enemies fucking flooding in, guarding them and shit, and that can be pretty fucking frustrating, because it's fucking like, oh, it's a pretty cool boss fight, but all it's like fucking now I'm getting fucking like overwhelmed with all these fucking like shitty fucking mobs of fucking regular assholes that I've already fought like a million trying to get here, you know. Just, you know, like the fucking those shit enemies just like get like keep like coming, and okay, you have fucking limited ammo for most of your shit except for that one fucking that is usually not like you just using that's usually not enough to fucking take out like a boss, you know what I mean? So it's like, and well, I'm using like this shit I have limited ammo for to try to wear down this boss, hopefully fucking knock him out. Then you have, you know, getting surrounded by all these other, you know, regular fucking enemies. And then it's fucking like, well, I can't do anything when I'm fucking surrounded. So, you start using more of that fucking special ammo on the fucking bosses and shit. And, you know, trying to murder the fucking soldiers as quick as possible. And yeah, it's just, you know, trying to not let the fucking boss's stamina bar recharge, and You know, then fucking a lot, you know, most of the time the boss will fucking run off and then fucking run off and go back to like whatever, behind the shield or like whatever, and then fucking, hey, more shit enemies fucking spawn. So, yeah, that cycle repeating and kind of shitty. And, you know, then you know, they have a fucking ammo you can pick up around, so you're fucking running around trying to get that, but it's like, dude, and again, I'm just getting fucking pelted all around and shit. You go down pretty quick. Yeah, and eventually just fucking like after some boss fights I've been doing that for like I'd do it for like fucking like 20 minutes or whatever. I'm just like eventually it's just like, dude, fuck it. I'm just gonna fucking murder this fucking, I'm just gonna murder everybody in the game too. But I'm pretty sure there's probably like a right way to fucking like capture everybody, like all the bosses. I know there is, but you know what I mean? It's like a certain like tricks you gotta do and shit. But I'm like fucking again after like I'm trying to figure shit out. Just in general of like how to like get him into a state where I can hit him at all, and then fucking like I'm like fuck it, you know what I mean? Just fucking just go. I'm just gonna fucking murder him because it's way easier, and just you know, after you fucking die a few times and fucking, you know, you get this fucking endless waves of respawning assholes. Just like, yeah, I'm just fucking full fucking murder mode. Yeah, then halfway through the game, there's a big fucking like twist. You know, and the entire fucking game just like changes. Well, not the entire game, but like just like the tone, everything just fucking changes like right about halfway through. And this is a spoiler. This is, you know, spoiler fucking podcast. If you give a shit, I'll put it, if you've went through this far into this podcast and heard fucking Oddworld Strange's Wrath and heard me fucking talk about it for like half an hour or whatever. You've either played it, or if I don't know, but I mean, there's a big twist there. Is to an obscure fucking 15-year-old game. There's a twist where up until that point, I mean, you're doing that fucking that loop over and over again. I'm just fucking, you know, grab a bounty, get money, fucking buy upgrades, you know, repeat. And you're trying to the goal is you're trying to reach like, I think it's like $20,000 or some shit like that to pay for an operation. For, you know, the bounty hunter. They don't fucking they don't really explain what it is. It's kind of like a mystery. I'm just fucking like, oh, I need life saving operation or whatever. So yeah, so you're trying to get like $20,000. So then the last bounty they give you is to going on a hunt for some kind of like horned animal called the fucking Steef. It kind of looks like, I don't know, like a fucking buffalo or something like that. You know, four fucking legged fucking animal with horns. But I mean, fucking, you know, so you go on to do that fucking last bounty that'll give you like the money you need for the operation. Then, and as you're going off on to do that, you end up getting fucking captured. And as it turns out, and there's the spoiler here, so just be warned, fucking Oddworld, Stranger's Wrath, spoilers. So you're hunting that fucking, that animal, the Steef, and it turns out that fucking, the bounty hunter you're playing, like, he is a Steef, like, he is, like, a fucking one of those animals, and, yeah, I mean, like, four-legged beast, but with arms and shit, and just, yeah, he just fucking, like, tied up his legs and shit, and fucking put, like, pants on him, and, like, whatever, and just, you know, made himself look fucking like human or whatever. I mean, not really human, but normal for whatever the fuck you'd call creatures in fucking Oddworld or whatever. So then, you know, then the, you know, that they have like that reveal of fucking like, oh, he's the fucking Steef or whatever, and fucking there's somebody paying like big money for fucking to like hunt these things down. So then the game fucking completely changes pretty much. I mean, you don't have to fucking worry about bounties or any of that shit anymore. It's just, you know, all that shit, like pretty much all the shit you did before, like trying to like, you know, you're buying like upgrades and fucking saving up money and fucking all that shit, buying like armor. It's just fucking like you hit that point and it's fucking like, oh, it doesn't matter. Like fucking none of that, like none of it matters. You just fucking like, it just turns into like, more like action-y, where you're just fucking running around on fucking four legs and fucking, like, headbutting people and shit, and just, it turns into, like, a straight-up fucking action game. A lot more, like, enemies and shit, just gets, like, crazier. You're fucking, like, you know, more of, like, a, you know, shooter, fucking, again, shooter, fucking action platformer. you know, fucking shooting, like, all your ammo gets, like, upgraded, like, you're shooting fucking, like, exploding fucking, like, squirrels and fucking, you know, just going down a fucking straight path, everything's fucking, like, again, all your fucking ammo and shit's, like, upgraded, and, yeah, just, the gameplay's more or less the same. The only like extra shit, you like extra moves you get is like that sprint, you know, you fucking just go on all four legs fucking running and you fucking like headbutt somebody. But I mean, again, it's a pretty cool fucking like bait and switch, you know what I mean? Where you know you were fucking doing that fucking like kind of slow, like fucking methodical thing, you're fucking micromanaging your fucking money and shit, and trying to like, what upgrade do I want to fucking buy first, like that type of deal, and just, you know, you're worrying about fucking capturing everybody alive, saving up that fucking money, and then, yeah, just that twitch, the switch of just fucking like, it doesn't really fucking matter, it doesn't really matter if like, whatever the fuck, like, it doesn't really matter, money doesn't really matter, man, like, fucking, who needs money, bro, like, fucking, down with capitalism, huh, that type of shit, but, yeah, but usually, I usually get, like, pissed, like, fucking, whatever, I talked about, like, Gone Home, which is things, like, one of the worst games ever made, like, fucking, like, Gone Home, like, you play that, and it's fucking, like, oh, you know, it's a horror game, then fucking, like, whatever, like, starts off that way, then like 10 minutes in, you're like fucking like, well, this is not a horror game, like that, like type of deal. It's like, it's a bad one. You know what I mean? It's a bad one, and fucking just like really like melodramatic shit, and then like fucking like, all right, well, maybe there's something at the end that's like a big fucking like reveal to make it a horror game. It's like, oh nope, just some fucking like really gay garbage. Though, I'm usually not a fan of like, you know, bait and switch just in terms of like. John, you know what I mean? Like, I don't like fucking like, it's this type of game, and then like, no, it's something completely different. Like, I'm usually not a fan of that, but in this case, it fucking works completely. Just because, you know, it's not like the fucking mechanics change or anything. It's still a fucking like, yeah, same thing. It's still a fucking action fucking platformer like shooter. It's just fucking, just makes it like, say, it just goes from fucking like, this is whatever, like a fucking almost like an RPG type thing, like slower, than fucking just like strips that away. Like, nah, just fucking go out and murder shit and, that works. I mean, I actually really did like that. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of like, fucking, you know, like hippie fucking Captain Planet, save the environment bullshit in there. You know, you're fucking siding with like, your allies at that point is fucking like, you're siding with these fucking like tribal fucking natives who talk like fucking annoying fucking California surfer dudes. But yeah, and I know the guy who makes the fucking Odd World games is a fucking like straight up like California like hippie surfer dude or whatever the fuck, so you know, go figure. But I've listened to fucking interviews with the dude before, fucking Lauren something, I don't know, I want to say fucking Lauren Michaels, but I know that's not right. That's the fucking Saturday Night Live fucking guy. Yeah, I mean, I played this fucking Odd World, like, Stranger's Wrath. I did play it back in the day when it first fucking came out, and, yeah, I remember there being, like, this fucking, that twist and shit, or a twist anyway, and being, like, super impressed by it, but I couldn't fucking remember, like what it was exactly, and then, this time around, like story-wise, I don't think it holds up that great. Like, the whole, like, fucking, like, Steve Hunting thing, it wasn't really, like, highlighted that well. You know, it's all told in, like, fucking, all the cutscenes are, like, 30 seconds, and it's kind of, like, fucking, like, all the dialogue's, like, real fucking, there's barely any, it's just fucking, like, whatever, just, you know, as far as, like, the story goes, I'm fucking, like, whatever, like, I don't really give a shit, you know what I mean, that shit didn't really, like, hit me, but, the shift in the gameplay, I thought, was really fucking, pretty fucking awesome, again, just went from, like, fucking, like, you know, are they trying to get me to be stealthy, and is it gonna be, like, whatever, they're gonna amp it up, like, the stealth part of it, and then it's, like, no, it's fucking, this is gonna amp up, like, the action, like, craziness of it, and that's just pretty fucking cool. Yeah, I remember fucking liking it back when I first played it, but, yeah, I didn't fucking, remember most of the fucking game at all. I mean, I just remembered I really liked it, and like that was about it. And you know, then I ended up, once I get to the fucking last boss of the game, it's fucking, it's like I immediately had like fucking like deja vu, just because I remember it being fucking like, I remember like this room, I remember going up here, and fucking I remember it being like fucking frustrating as fuck, and that's I'm like, that's not a good sign. It's fucking like PTSD from like 15 fucking years ago. It is a fucking bitch. It's a fucking pain in the ass. That fucking last the second to last boss fight, I guess, is, you know, late in the game they introduced these new enemies as like, you know, little like mini boss fights like leading up to it. Because, you know, you're not doing the fucking bounties anymore. It's just fucking like pretty much just straight up, just go fucking straight and murder everybody. But they have like, you know, fucking like mini bosses, and these fucking like giant like squid things that float around, and they fucking shoot a web at you. And if the projectile, like the web fucking hits you, you just fucking drop to the ground, and you get to fucking wiggle the joystick fucking left and right and shit, like real fast, trying to break out of it. And, you know, that fucking tripping, like being trapped shit, I fucking, that's not never fun in fucking like any game. Like fucking just, take control away from you, you know what I mean? And just fucking like, oh, you're trapped, and fuck, you can't do anything, fucking press a bunch of buttons, like, that shit sucks. The first time you fight one of those fucking squid things, you're in this big open space with fucking walls and like ramps and shit. So you can pretty much like, you know, coat the floor and like fucking like traps and fucking like whatever, and fucking like, all right, I fucking just, you know, break line of sight, fucking duck and cover, fucking, you know, let those fucking, the traps hit them and shit, and fucking take a few shots, keep your distance, fucking keep them away from you, fucking go around the corner and shit, and just, you know, that's fine. It's fucking like, all right, I just to make sure you don't get hit by that fucking web and I'll be all right. And then the second one you face, you're in this fucking like a real narrow fucking corridor. It's got a, these fan, like, fans on fucking either side of, like, it's pretty much like a bridge type of deal. It's fucking, it's like the, all the room is just fucking, it's like a straight hallway with fucking fans that'll kill you if you fucking like step into them on either side, you know? And the, you know, the fucking piece of shit, you know, the fucking squid thing will just fucking beeline straight to you. And once he's in melee range, he fucking starts like juggling the shit out of you. Like, you get knocked down, you know, you get fucking tripped up, knocked down. It takes a few fucking seconds to get up, and, immediately get up, and like immediately you get fucking like knocked down again, fucking hit. It's fucking like retarded. It's just fucking like, it's like corner juggling me, like fucking like in the open though, you know? Yeah, if he fucking hits you once, you might as well just say fuck it and just, you know, reload the game, because there's nothing you can fucking do about it. And I ended up just fucking like cheesing it, where I ran away as far as I could, like away from him, and just hid behind a fucking like box or like a box or a pillar or some shit, like a faggot, you know, where the fucking, he fucking like glitched out and he fucking like couldn't like whatever, like his AI was fucking like breaking type of deal. Just fucking like, he just fucking like stands there and doesn't really like do anything. I mean, there is a way to get away from him, fucking, like, semi-reliably, I guess, but I didn't fucking figure that out until, like, fucking the point in the game, like, towards the end, where you have to fucking face two of them. You're facing two of those fucking squid things at the same fucking time. And, that point, that fucking, again, the second-to-last boss fight, where I just thought, fucking, I remember this fucking bullshit from, like, fucking 15 years ago, and, yeah, that fight does fucking suck pretty goddamn hard. He's pretty much just like in a fucking big open fucking room, but there's bookshelves and shit everywhere. You can fucking like take cover. So again, the fucking, that web shit doesn't like constantly hit you. It's like, all right, well, I can hide behind these bookshelves, but, eventually those end up fucking like breaking, as you know what I mean? As they fucking come after you, they fucking break the shelves, and you just end up in this fucking, this open fucking room with these two things trying to fucking constantly fucking shooting shit at you to fucking trip you up and fucking like, you know, rushing towards you. And fucking, again, if you get hit once, you're just gonna get fucking juggled. It's a fucking nightmare. Really, it was fucking like infuriating. Like, it took me, well, whatever, two or three tries, but it's fucking like, this is just fucking like so insanely just fucking, I don't know, just meant to be, I don't know if it's like meant to be fucking annoying, but it fucking like sucks, you know? But yeah, the trick that works, in quotes, the trick, it only works some of the time, is you get a fucking, you know, after you like wiggle out or whatever, you wiggle out of the fucking web and you get up, you gotta press like the right trigger, like the exact second that you stand up after you get knocked down, like, He's stuck in like kind of like an animation where he can't do anything even as he's getting up, where he's fucking like, oh, you know, getting up slow and shit, you know, getting on his feet and fucking just like, you know, if you don't press the right trigger like exactly at the right spot, it's just fucking like, oh, he's gonna get fucking like, again, he'll get fucking knocked down again, he's getting that fucking loop. So if you hit the right trigger and fucking that starts up like the rush, like the run, like the sprint type of deal. And you might be able to, if I'm in a fucking, in a fight, like most fights, you don't fucking even think about like, oh, I'm going to fucking like use that headbutt run thing. Like fucking, that's just something I was doing in like open areas and shit to fucking, again, cover a lot of ground. And it's fucking just like, all right, well, fucking if do that at the exact second, you fucking like kind of like weave, you know, fucking weave in and out and shit and just fucking left and right and try not to get hit, and you might get fucking far enough away from him that you're not just going to get fucking instantly knocked down again. And then it's fucking like just such a pain in the ass with two of them, because it's fucking like, oh, I know where he isn't behind me as I'm running, so I can, you know what I mean, I can fucking like get away from him. But then it's like, oh, where's the second guy? It might be like fucking like, you know, different angle and shit, and fucking, yeah, it's a fucking nightmare. I was fucking just running. Oh, you only see like what's in front of you. You're just getting fucking nailed from shit behind you off screen somewhere. That shit fucking sucks. But yeah, I passed it fucking eventually after like 15 minutes and whatever, a few deaths or so. So it wasn't that bad. It was fucking, I just remember that part. It was fucking like, I remember this realm. I remember this being a fucking ridiculous fucking piece of shit. It wasn't that bad, but just fucking, I did have to figure out that fucking trick there. Then the last boss is actually super fucking easy. You pretty much just hide behind a pillar and you fucking pop out and shoot the shit out of a couple like static fucking targets, and that's it. I mean, that's the end boss fight, pretty easy. And he'll the shit you hide behind the pillar or whatever, he'll destroy that, and it's fucking like, oh fuck, now again I'm out in the open. But a new one, like, almost immediately fucking spawns in somewhere else, so it's not hard. It's not hard at all. It's fucking real, real fucking easy. But overall, yeah, I mean, it's a fucking cool game. I mean, it holds up really well for whatever 15-year-old game, fucking OG Xbox type, fucking, again, PS2 era game. I mean, the version on Steam is like a remaster or whatever. It's pretty much just like an up-res to HD version. I mean, I don't think they did anything else or fucking tweaked anything. It's pretty much just the same game, just fucking, again, up-res. Yeah, I mean, it's a little simple, maybe. The gameplay might be a little simple. Some fucking frustrating parts. Yeah, that switch in direction like halfway through is pretty fucking ballsy, and it's, you know, it's a fun mix of like first person shooter, like stealth games, fucking platformer, like whatever. It's cool. I mean, I liked it. Again, it's fucking, I was thinking about if I was gonna write a review, it'd be like, you know, recommend it, it's good, fucking. So I started writing a review, I fucking wrote like two sentences, and I'm just like, I don't know, I just fucking don't feel like writing it. So I'm just fucking being lazy and fucking indecisive, and it's been a thing lately. I don't know what it is. It's fucking like just like scatterbrained. Just fucking like, oh, I feel like I should be doing something. I started doing it, then I'm like fucking like, oh no, I gotta go do something else. And fucking I don't know, fucking, yeah, fucking after I finish fucking Oddworld, I'm scrolling through like fucking like, all right, cool, like whatever. I'll fucking, even if I'm not gonna fucking write a review, I just don't fucking feel like it. That's fine. I was like, all right, what am I gonna fucking play now? If I'm scrolling through like 500 plus fucking games they have on Steam, you know what I mean? Fucking, and none of them are like fucking, you know, shitty fucking free flash games or like clickers or just like, you know, straight like time wasters or anything like that. I mean, they're fucking like full games, you know what I mean? Fucking some are older or whatever, some are newer, but yeah, it's not like my fucking Steam library is just full of like free to play crap or anything like that. It's fucking just like, well, these are like big games back in the day, or fucking, you know what I mean, or big games fucking recently. I just fucking haven't got around to yet or whatever. I'm just fucking yeah, well, every fucking game I bought on there, I had like full intention of fucking playing, you know what I mean? I just fucking, usually in the middle of something, in the middle of another game, and fucking, it's like, oh, this is on sale, like, whatever, I'll buy it. Like, oh, no, I definitely want to fucking play it, or it's on my wish list, or whatever. Then, then fucking I end up getting caught up in, like, something else, but, yeah, it's fucking, whatever. I just end up, like, scrolling through that list, just going, like, fucking, like, I don't, fucking, what am I going to fucking play? I don't know. So I finally ended up settling on, Hard West, which is another Western themed game, fucking just a combination, I guess, the theme, the trilogy, the Western trilogy of fucking, Wasteland 2, fucking Oddworld, now fucking Hard West, I guess. Waiting for Red Dead Redemption 2 is, might be in the back of my mind, I don't know, but, Hard West is, it's a turn-based strategy game too, like, almost like Wasteland 2 again, or like XCOM, and, yeah, I mean, again, I had played Wasteland 2 recently, and just fucking, I didn't want to do, like, another fucking turn-based game, like, so soon after, again, 40 hours of Wasteland 2, but I was looking at that, and I'm like, fucking, like, it seems cool, like, the fucking Hard West seems cool, it's fucking Western plus, like, zombies and, like, werewolves or some shit, I don't know, fucking horror, like, Western horror, I was like, that's cool, too, like, fucking, right up my fucking alley, but I didn't even get to that point. I didn't fucking get very far into it, like maybe like an hour or so. And the fucking, at first I'm like, all right, this fucking pretty much is Wasteland, like the combat is fucking pretty much fucking Wasteland combat, just like turn-based, like whatever, fucking so many, gives you like the two, XCOM 2, the same thing. It's fucking like, all right, shows like a radius of fucking like, I can go this far and shoot, or I can fucking, basically two turns I can take or whatever, per round type of deal. So my guy is pretty much like Wasteland combat, except I'm like fucking like these controls are like a lot shittier than fucking like Wasteland, like fucking like whatever. I mean, I'll deal with it. Again, it's turn based. I was playing on a controller. Like I could have just fucking played whatever, just with a mouse, and I'm like, whatever, I played Wasteland, fucking dealt with that, and I was, once I get used to it, it's fine, so I'm like playing, I'm like, nah, this is pretty bad, like fucking just the way it fucking, the cursor like snaps the ground and different cover and shit, but, did the tutorials pretty standard, fucking, what I mean, just telling you, this full cover, this half cover gives fucking better, you're trying to flank around people, gives you fucking, like, two hit percentages, trying to, percentage you're gonna fucking hit somebody, like that type of shit. Yeah, pretty standard, fucking turn-based shit, fine, like, whatever, I get it. Right after the fucking, the first fight, basically the tutorial is fucking like real quick, like a couple enemies you fucking deal with. Then it goes to this fucking like weird, like overhead map, and it says something like, you get a mine fucking, you have 10 days to go mine as much gold as you can or some shit like that. And it gives you like a cursor to move around and, gives you different fucking mining locations and, again, not too different fucking Wasteland, like Wasteland is kind of the same thing where you go off into like, the overworld map and you have like a cursor you can move around and shit. Except, so I'm doing that, except, you click on a fucking mine, I'm thinking like, I'm just going to send me into like, a map I can move my guy around and fucking like try to, look at shit. But no, instead of that, it just pops up with like dialogue boxes of shit. And it's like a literal fucking like choose your own adventure book of fucking, you find a crumbling mine shaft that's dark and fucking spooky inside. Like, do you go down? Yes or no? Like fucking like that type of shit. And just fucking, you're doing that, you're getting fucking money and like items and shit, and I don't know what the fuck, like, I don't know what means what, like fucking, again, it's fucking like the very beginning of the game, and just fucking, I thought this was like a fucking turn-based, like, game, not a fucking choose-your-own-adventure fucking book, but, just fucking the way it's presented, it feels really fucking cheap and fucking unfinished and shit, and just fucking, so whatever, so I do that, go around to the different mines, fuck around with that shit, and just, then it, directs me to another fight, and before you go into the battle, you have this, disaster of a fucking inventory screen pops up, and it's fucking like, to equip cards and shit, it's like, flipping to three different characters, equip fucking their equipment, their cards to fucking make a fucking hand for bonuses and just fucking like I'm trying to equip just fucking like basic shit. Like, all right, what's my primary weapon? What's my fucking secondary? It's just a fucking really unclear, like, who you're highlighted. Just fucking, just, it's just a fucking mess. Just fucking, just like, all right, well, there's this card. Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, it's just, bunch of information is presented like really fucking poorly, and even again just fucking using the controller trying to navigate like left and right is just being a fucking like bitch. Like, it's like barely fucking working. It's ridiculous. So I was just fucking around with that for a little bit, like fucking the inventory screen. Then I'm like fucking like, I don't know, like I don't even know what the fuck is what I fucking equipped. I don't know. I'm just gonna, I just figured like whatever. It's the fucking first fight of the, like first like real fight of the game. It's probably gonna be pretty fucking easy, and you know, I'll probably be fine. I can just go in. I'll figure the other shit out later, and like whatever. Just so then the fucking the fight starts, and I get a. You know, three guys I'm controlling, there's fucking, like, no enemies in sight, no nothing, it's fucking like, alright, well, nothing's happening, so I guess I gotta, like, move up a little bit to fucking find the enemies or what, I don't know. So, I move, like, you know, one guy, like, one step forward or whatever, get him behind cover and just, you know, press, like, you know, skip a turn, and then fucking, like, half a dozen fucking enemies pop up out of nowhere, and they're just fucking, like, surrounding me, and... You know, fucking lighten up the one guy I had moved fucking forward, and it's just like nothing I can fucking do about it. I'm trying to figure out how to heal. Like fucking, it's just like weird. Like fucking, like I think I equipped some fucking like healing relic. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, how do I use this? And fucking like, you know, fucking click the button and fucking like a radius comes up and it's fucking like, oh, there's your turn. Then it's fucking like, oh, now like six people again, fucking moving, flanking me and surrounding me and fucking lighting me up and just. You know, my fucking, my turns are, like, I don't know, like, why the fuck my turns are ending. Like, I'm fucking like, okay, well, again, you get, like, these two radiuses. I should be able to move and then shoot. And it's fucking like, oh, I move or whatever. I do, like, one thing. It's fucking like, all right, now the other six people go and it's their fucking turn. It's just, I don't know, it's a fucking, just a giant confusing mess. The guy who got fucking surrounded at first is fucking, like, dies and fucking like, oh, game over. It's fucking like, okay, so... Cool. So I played this game for like an hour. I had fucking zero fun with it, and I was like, all right, well, I'm done. Like, if I like uninstall it, I'm not fucking wasting my time. Fucking, you know what I mean? It's fucking like XCOM and fucking even like Wasteland. And fucking like much better fucking versions of this here. So again, I thought like the story and shit is fucking pretty shitty of what I saw, and just like I'm not invested at all. So. Yeah, I'm not gonna bother. So again, I just fucking like uninstalled it. Well, I was like, oh, that was that, and fucking yep, that's my fucking review of Hard West, I guess. Not good. That's it. I played fucking a little teaser for next week. I'd fucking, holy shit, I played fucking this game called Nightcry, and I won't get into it. And fucking, I'm trying to stop myself because I gotta wrap up because I gotta figure out how the fuck my PlayStation 4 works. Again, I haven't fucking turned it on like a fucking year, I don't think. So, I'm sure I had to fucking get like a million fucking updates and like whatever, trying to download Neo. That came out today, I believe. Hopefully I can fucking download it without any problems, because, I haven't fucking turned my PS4 on in fucking like a year. It's going to be a mess, and I gotta figure out how the fuck I'm even going to like play it and stream it and shit. Because I'm turn it just to get my fucking this new computer. I haven't fucking hooked up any of that shit, so that'll be interesting. That's gonna be my day. I probably won't be able to play fucking Neo until like tomorrow if I'm lucky, maybe. But yeah, whatever. That's it. Fucking Jesus Christ. I don't know what the hell is going on here. Been absolute deicide for Grunt Free Press. This has been the Grunt Free Press podcast you've had the pleasure of listening to. Go to gruntfreepress.com is the website. podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address. And we will be back next week to talk about Neo and Nightcry. So there you go. Two fucking hopefully good games. Neo's been getting fucking good reviews, so I'm pretty pumped. God bless Lauren Phillips Asshole.